the story of Coventry Cathedral in Radio 3's Sunday feature, starting at 7:45.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. 11 o'clock is the time now. Time for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Four Dutch saxophonists who make up the Amstel Quartet, playing Michael Nyman there. David Roach's arrangement from Nyman's String Quartet No. 2. And I've got Sue from Slough to thank for that recording. Sue found me on Twitter and alerted me to the Amstel Quartet, and I've got more tracks from their excellent album throughout this week. So welcome from me, Fiona Talkington, to another Late Junction week. I'm here Tuesday to Thursday, 11 until 12:30. Farmers Market have got a new album out called Slav to the Rhythm. They're joined by a number of guests, including three Bulgarian singers, performing here with instrumentals from Stian Carstensen in a traditionally inspired number called Replace.
Zora! No.
Evening Song by Kjetil Bjørnstad from a new double CD on ECM. And that followed Stian Carstensen, Yulia Penyeva, Nadia Vladimirova and Sonia Yovkova, and an arrangement of a traditional Bulgarian tune which they've called Replace. And that's from the new Farmer's Market CD, which is called Slav to the Rhythm, on which Stian plays no fewer than 22 different instruments. More from that tomorrow here on Late Junction. Kjetil Bjørnstad, by the way, celebrated his 60th birthday a few weeks ago. I know lots of you enjoy his music and have gone to see him when he's toured here. So happy birthday, Kjetil. At the Barbican in London in a couple of weeks is a concert which involves a lot of work for a lot of people. But I, for one, think it's going to be really fantastic. Jaga Jazzist and Britten Sinfonia playing new arrangements of some Jaga tunes, written especially for the concert by Jaga member Lars Horntveit. We're going to hear his orchestral piece Kaleidoscopic, which has never been performed live in this country, though you might remember me playing it here on Late Junction. And we're also going to hear the singer Susanna Sönfer. Lars has produced her last couple of albums and she's at last getting the recognition she's deserved for so long, I think. Here's a track from Susanna's latest album, The Silicon Veil. the one and only Yaga Yazist and the title track of the album One Armed Bandit. They're going to be at the Barbican in London on the 16th of June performing reworkings of their music with Britten Sinfonia as well as Lars Hontveit's Kaleidoscopic. And Susanna Sundfør's going to be singing as well. And that was Susanna before, by the way, and a track from her best-selling album, The Silicon Veil. If you've never seen Yaga live, this is a great opportunity. And if you can't make London, then the concert's on again in Oslo on the 15th of September as part of the Ultima Festival. Now, the place to be on Sunday the 10th of June is Bristol. There's an event there called Weird Lore, which celebrates, and I quote, where English folk music meets what Lord Buckley called the far gonosphere. It's at the Folk House in Park Street in Bristol, and we're promised lots of music, of course, dancers, hobby horses, workshops, and a whole cauldron of weird goings-on. The musicians include Katie Rose, Three Cane Whale, Mary Hampton, Corn Crow, Johnny Carney and Lucy Farrell, and the deliciously weird Sproatley Smith.
Thank you.
Sproatley Smith and Sheep and Rosebuds in June. Sproatley Smith is at the Weird Law Day at Folk House in Bristol on the 10th of June. And you can also find that track on the new Weird Law compilation, which is just released on Folk Police Recordings. Now, here's the Dutch saxophone quartet, the Amstel Quartet, once again. This time, a piece by Guillermo Lago. That's the composing name of another Dutch saxophonist. It's from his collection of pieces called Ciudades, an ongoing project of musical portraits of cities of the world. This is Sarajevo.
Thank you.
The Amstel Quartet there playing Guillermo Lago's Sarajevo from his collection of pieces called Ciudades, and more from the Amstel Quartet on Late Junction tomorrow. One of Tarek O'Regan's recent projects has been working with the medieval Irish texts of Agalavna Shanorach, which tell of St. Patrick's encounters with a band of warriors. The overture features guitar player Stuart French and baron players Jim Higgins and Frank Torpy. Later in the narrative, St. Patrick wakes to a storm, and that story is told by the National Chamber Choir of Ireland.
Thank you.
part of Tarek O'Regan's Irish Colloquy, Agalav na Shanorach. Stuart French was the guitarist, Jim Higgins and Frank Torpy played Baron, and the National Chamber Choir of Ireland was conducted by Paul Hillier. Now, Radio Romeli is a group who've been together for a couple of years, performing their own interpretation of music from the Balkans and beyond. Here they are with a folk song from East Anatolia about Turkish soldiers who were sent to Yemen in the Second World War, soldiers who died in a place a long way from home.
Thank you. degen jang demek yengip çıkken onu sen durmuş degen jang demek yengip çıkken onu sen durmuş degen sır demek içip bilgin onu hem durmuş degen sır demek içip bilgin onu hem durmuş durmuş bu durmuş durmuş bir uyum durmuş durmuş bu durmuş durmuş bir uyum durmuş degen rekabet tutup çıkın her kaçan durmuş degen rekabet tutup çıkın her kaçan durmuş degen musafet minip tüget her zaman durmuş degen musafet minip tüget her zaman durmuş durmuş bu durmuş durmuş bir uyum durmuş durmuş bu durmuş durmuş bir uyum Durmuş degen küreş dur, manisi hem bilek dur. Durmuş degen küreş dur, manisi hem bilek dur. Çakayır sen kantini, onda kanı gerek dur. Çakayır sen kantini, onda kanı gerek dur. Durmuş durmuş bu durmuş, durmuş bir uyun. Durmuş durmuş bu durmuş, durmuş bir uyun. Durmuş durmuş bu durmuş, durmuş bir uyum. Durmuş durmuş bu durmuş, durmuş bir uyum.
Life is a battle, it's a competition and a struggle, sings Kurash Sultan. Turmuş was the title of that track, which means life. And it followed on from a song about Turkish soldiers dying in Yemen in the Second World War. And that was arranged and sung by Radio Rumeli. The Valiya player Justin Vali has been at the forefront of music from Madagascar for over 20 years. Here he is with the new Malagasy Orchestra celebrating the great forest in Masoala.
Yeah, we're alive. Fatini pata pata, faleva fumacito, nilayeto lavacaba, masava wazifa, miara volano acaba, tá de um de catalanta.
Justin Valli and the new Malagasy Orchestra. Masawala was the title of that track. And something now from a concert recorded in Bâle in Switzerland by two phenomenal tabla players, Alaraja and Zakir Hussein, joined here on Sarangi by Sultan Khan. Alaraja was born in 1919 and he died in 2000. He came from a family of farmers and soldiers, and no one could have imagined that he would become a world-famous percussionist. But as a child watching visiting dance troupes, he became obsessed with the sound of the tabla. This is Drat Laya from Shared Moments. Gadi gendra na tha. Tha. Some extraordinary playing. Dueling tablas of Alaraja and Zaki Hussein with Sultan Khan playing sarangi from a concert recorded some years ago now in Switzerland. And there's more virtuosic percussion in this next piece. Sound samples, radio fragments, tin cans, tom-toms and piano. It's John Cage's 1942 piece Credo in Us, written soon after the bombing of Pearl Harbor for a Merce Cunningham dance project. This is from a performance recorded in Oslo in 2001, featuring the Cicada duo, Kenneth Carlson playing piano, Bjørn Rabben on percussion, and the percussionist Thomas Nielsen.
Thank you. начале повстанческой кампании.
Den svenska minoriteten i Finland. Vi får ju också den svenska kulturen vidare på alla sätt. Som jobbar på svenska. Det här läsåret finns det 30 svenska. Problemet är att de studerande gärna stannar kvar på utbildningsorten, säger Kristina Fleming. Kan jag alltså vara utanför Åbo så...
John Cage's Credo in Us, the Cicada duo there, and percussionist Thomas Nielsen. And I'm going to end Late Junction tonight with part of a project Yannick Schaefer did last year for portable radios, FM transmitter, found sounds, drone box and surround sound speakers. Of course, it deserves a far longer listen than we've got time for here tonight. But here's a taster from a concert recorded at St John the Baptist Church in Coventry in 2009. From Phoenix and Phaedra. Till tomorrow, me, Fiona Talkington. Good night.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and this is Music Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. Haydn on the Eve of the Revolution. That's the title of the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra concert that we're going to hear now. And it's exactly when Haydn composed the two symphonies we'll hear for an Esterházy colleague, the violinist Johann Tost, to take to Paris in 1788. Alongside them are some of the composers Tost heard when he arrived, starting with Franz Ignaz Beck, a contemporary of Haydn's from Mannheim, who'd settled in France in the 1750s. Beck made good use of the Mannheim School's famous dynamic contrasts in his theatrical scores, not least in this overture from 1786. Given what was about to erupt, the melodrama's title was prescient, Pandora. the overture to the melodrama Pandora by Franz Ignaz Beck. François-Joseph Gossec was also born in 1734, and he too arrived in Paris in the 1750s. Both men wrote for the orchestral series of Concerts Spirituels, so their paths must have crossed, but opera was Gossec's main ambition. His ancient Roman tragedy Sabinus was premiered in 1774, when it was unluckily overshadowed by Gluck's Iphigénie en Aulide. This is Gossec's ballet suite from his opera.